Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
It's time to talk about Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Starting at under $1 a day, you can get whisker-to-tail protection with a plan as unique as your cat. Sorry, dogs. This customizable coverage is exclusively for feline friends. Learn more at felixcatinsurance.com. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it? Meow.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief. Oh, things are just funny, man. It's just funny. It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to tell you why I'm laughing in a second.
Good.
I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Be hanging out with you for one more hour. Time flies when you're having fun. You just heard super producer and host Dave Shepard. We got a lot to get into. Top six list, taking your calls. We're talking about athletic freaks, individuals where you just go, damn, how did they do that? This is wild. I'll give you a recap of the list in a minute. Victor Wembanyama made his debut in Madison Square Garden tonight. He lost. New York Knicks beat the San Antonio Spurs 126-105. Victor Wembanyama finishing the night with 14 points, 9 rebounds, but he shot 4 of 14. Like the first half of the game, he only had like 2 points. It was ugly. It was ugly. But he has a ridiculous future. Fun dude to watch, okay? Hey, Ron Washington, new manager for the Los Angeles Angels. Nice job, nice paycheck. Bad team, especially a team that's probably not going to have Shohei Ohtani. That'll be there. Oh, this was also a good game. The Denver Nuggets. They just beat the Golden State Warriors. The final score there, where the hell did it go? 108-105. Steph Curry knocked down a three to pull the game close, but ultimately missed a floater that would have tied the game up. And then LeBron James and the Rockets. Well, it's crazy. I said the LeBron James instead of the Lakers. The Rockets beat the Lakers 128-94. No Anthony Davis. I don't know what you want to call his groin injury, but it's a groin injury. And LeBron has 18 points and 6 rebounds. So it's tough out there. Now, why was I laughing when we were coming into the break? Because as I sit here in the studio talking to North America, you know, I got screens on. I'm looking up at the screen, and there's a graphic on ESPN here in the background. And it's about James Harden. And it talks about how the Los Angeles Clippers have lost their past 2 games, how their offense has slowed down, how they are scoring less points. And it's just like, hey, James Harden's been here for 2 games and the offense already stinks. And that's why I was laughing, because it just popped up and I'm like, it's been 2 games. I get it. I understand. But let's already blame James Harden, who tonight had 12 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists. Westbrook had 13. Paul George had 24. Kawhi Leonard had 17, and the Clippers are just exciting, right? Whatever. What did Ben Simmons do tonight so I can laugh some more? Oh, he didn't play. that's just – what, is he still out with back maintenance? Like, come on.
Hey, you know what? I mean, Kawhi Leonard, at least he played tonight. Like, if that would have been the trifecta, Kawhi, Ben Simmons, and Anthony Davis. But JR, I guess James Harden is not waiting to the playoffs to suck anymore. He's actually doing it in the regular season now. Go figure.
All right. I thought Ben Simmons didn't play the last game. Why he ain't play this one? He need two games off?
It's called two words, and if you want to count an apostrophe being two words, then it's three. He's washed. You know that, JR.
Ah, damn.
He is.
But Ben Simmons just told us he's going to be better than when he was an all-star. That's what he said.
Yeah, and he tells you the same thing on Instagram every single summer, that he's developed a jump shot, which is non-existent during the regular season, especially the playoffs. So it doesn't mean anything when it comes to Ben Simmons.
How many threes has he taken so far?
Honestly, I don't know. I know the Nets suck. I feel bad for Jacques Vaughn.
Oh, it's his hip. It's not even his back. It's his hip. Damn. What happens when this contract is done? I think he got, a year? Next year he's done?
Yeah. No, he's going to be done in the NBA very soon, JR. Because it's interesting. You have this top six freakish list. Ben Simmons.
Was.
If you would have told me his rookie year would have been a typical rookie year, and then he would have gotten better like every other superstar, he would be on your top six list, because there's never been a guy 6'8", 6'9", that can not only handle the ball the way that Ben could, can not only facilitate the way that it could, but also had the athleticism. There was no one ever like him, JR, with the exception of LeBron. That's it.
Ben Simmons has been here since 2017.
Yeah, should have been 2016, but he got hurt that year.
He has never, in one season, taken more than 11 threes.
It's ridiculous.
He has taken zero threes so far. I mean, there's only been six games.
Yeah.
He's never in one season taken. I knew it was bad. He's never taken more than 11 threes in a season. This is 2023. Victor Wembanyama has taken, I don't know, he's going to take 10 threes in a game one game. Anyway.
He's actually, I'm looking at it right now, Jay. I'm not going to pretend to lie. He's actually taken 43s this year.
Oh, with the Victor Wembanyama?
Yeah, it's at 7'4", going on 7'5".
Victor Wembanyama needs to dunk on Ben Simmons. Well, and then we can just retire him right away.
The problem is there's a better chance it doesn't happen, because Ben Simmons more than half the time isn't even on the floor. So
yeah. Ugh. The man had to rest his back the other day for back maintenance, and he had back surgery. I get it, fine. And then tonight he didn't play because of his hip. Like, whatever. I think Ben Simmons and Anthony Davis, do they have mutual voodoo dolls? Like, what's the deal here?
The thing about Anthony Davis, love him or hate him, you did see an improvement in his game since he got to the NBA in 2012. Like, yes.
No. There's no.
Right. Like, he is incredibly brittle. He is. We get all that. He's injury prone. But you saw him evolve to become an outside shooter.
Yeah, we know, right. Ben Simmons, right, hasn't changed. We know that.
Right,
we don't,
right,
need to
exactly.
Ugh, it's just the injury part, bro. That's it.
Yeah.
It's just sad.
Listen, we can say whatever we want about Anthony Davis. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's a Lakers legend. He's got a championship to show it.
Nah, I don't know about that, bro. Nah, that's too much.
JR, they're going to retire his number.
I don't care what they do. Today, as it stands, to call Anthony Davis Lakers legend, no.
When you are a second best player on a Lakers title team, given that it's the Orlando bubble, I get all that. But he was clearly the second best player on a Lakers title team. He's a Lakers legend, JR.
Shep.
Yes.
No, he is not.
I'm not saying they're not going to put a statue.
Let me just say this. Just I'm just going to say this. Anthony Davis, today, November 8th, November 9th, 2023.
Right.
Anthony Davis is not a Lakers legend. You do not, I repeat, you do not need to run down what he's done as a Laker.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
I think we all know what he's done and what he's won. He is not today a Lakers legend.
How did they do the season before he got there, JR?
It doesn't matter.
I think you're being too hard on him.
He is not a Lakers legend.
I'm not saying he's an icon like the Jerry West and the Chamberlains and the Bryants and the O'Neals and the LeBrons of the world for the Lakers, or Magic and any of those, George Mikan, even going back to the Minneapolis days. But what he did in year one alone, compared to what the Lakers were playoff list before Anthony Davis got there the year before, you don't think that many people consider him to be a Lakers legend?
Anybody who considers him to be a Lakers legend is giving him too much credit.
Okay.
He is a Lakers all-star who played out of his mind in the bubble when he was actually available to play, and they won a championship with some guy named LeBron.
Is Lamar Odom a Lakers legend?
He's a Lakers legend, and I would say yes.
Okay.
But part of it is because he almost died. He played with Kobe Bryant, And he's a legend in the ilk of Charles Oakley is a Knicks legend.
Right. That's okay. And that's what that's what I'm saying.
Man, no, a Lakers legend. Lakers are on a different sphere. Every team has its legend. And typically the legend is the guy who wasn't maybe necessarily the best guy. Well, maybe sometimes it is. But he can also be the dirty work guy. He could be the energy guy that people love so much. Who likes Anthony Davis?
I think LeBron James has a fourth ring, and he can thank Anthony Davis for that fourth ring. I think LeBron James.
I'm talking about who outside of LeBron, who likes Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis is one of the most well-liked athletes, JR, by the media because of how nice of a guy he is.
Shut.
Yeah. I'm not saying he's Michael Jordan reincarnated in terms of his competitiveness, but.
I'm speaking, I'm not talking about, he's likable. Oh, he comes and talks and he's affable. No.
Right, or accessible. Right. I get what you're saying.
Just nope. Here's the ultimate deal.
Yes.
Nobody, in a general sense, cares one way or another about Anthony Davis. He does not elicit a strong opinion. Because nobody cares because he does not play. Nobody feels strongly about him. Nobody screams, oh, my God, I love Anthony Davis. He ain't going to be at the top of the jersey sales. Nobody's going to say I love him. Nobody's going to say, oh, man, I hate him. Because he just exists. And unfortunately,
yes,
he doesn't exist enough on a basketball court for anybody to care.
So why does Bill Walton get all this praise and all these accolades for the one NBA championship he has, yet he was more injury-prone than Anthony Davis, and all Anthony Davis does these days is get crapped on by everybody.
Well,
Anthony Davis, by the time he was 25 years old,
has to do with Bill Walton's career that dates back to college. It has to deal with the MVP.
Right.
It has to deal with his personality.
Right.
That's it.
Well, John Calipari can thank his lucky stars that the only reason he's in the Hall of Fame and has a national championship is because of Anthony Davis at Kentucky in 2012.
Yeah, I was there. I watched it. Saw it.
Exactly.
But that doesn't – I ain't talking about what he did at Kentucky. I'm talking about as it stands today. Anthony Davis may only draw a strong opinion, maybe in New Orleans for leaving and also for being hurt. That's it. Nobody else is going to – there's nothing else to say about him. What is it? What else is there?
By the time
you don't see what is he in a Ruffles commercial? No, he doesn't do anything. He just exists.
I thought that was LeBron and Tatum in that Ruffles commercial, along with AJ Wilson, right?
Well, look, the fact is we don't know. That's the point.
Right.
He don't play basketball. He doesn't talk. He makes a lot of money. He doesn't play. He's good when he plays. He's not aggressive.
He's really good when he plays. Now, he had some inconsistencies in last year's postseason. I'll give you that, although you and I know he turned it on in that Warrior series, though.
There are plenty of inconsistencies. He just exists. It'd be nice if he did more. That'd be nice, but he doesn't because he doesn't play. He's just I've said this before. When it comes to just, drawing anything outside of being hurt, Anthony Davis is mayonnaise, okay? Anthony Davis is white bread. Anthony Davis is, he's white construction paper. Like, kids want to play with colors. He's the last piece of paper there. Like,
right, JR, and I give you that. My only thing is, because he's a big man, he gets more punches to the gut, more holes poked in him. Like, I think of two guys when we grew up watching these guys in the 90s, and people have sympathy for them. We never talk about them being injury-prone. We never talk about them being the what-ifs. We always give them praise and feel bad for them. Penny Hardaway and Grant Hill. Because Anthony Davis is a big man, somehow he gets lumped into this lazy, injury-prone, undisciplined athlete when that couldn't be further from the truth. Because, JR, before Giannis—
I don't think it's so much about lazy and undisciplined. It's just that he's hurt.
Before
he's
Giannis—
always, how he plays, he's flying all over. He's hurt. The guy jumps in the air, and he's on the ground on his back squirming around, and here we go.
And he's in year 12, and so I think he deserved a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, where a guy like Ben Simmons has not been fully healthy past year 4.
Yeah, we understand that. We know that. We get it. We're talking about Anthony Davis. Forget Ben. We know he's an injury-prone bum himself, okay? We get that.
Okay, good.
Nobody's calling Anthony Davis a bum.
Good, good.
He ain't no Lakers legend.
Is he not one of the 10 best players to ever put on a Lakers uniform.
Yeah, he'd probably be there at 10.
And this is the greatest franchise, no disrespect to the Boston Celtics, because you have more finals for the Lakers. I know they have the same amount of championships.
I'm not trying to get into arguing or other stupid arguments.
But
so
because,
let's not even go there.
Anthony Davis is now going on year number 5 for Los Angeles. We know when he was playing last year, he was putting up significantly historically great numbers.
Today.
Right, but that's 5 years
that's
in
L.A. That's lowering the bar. Lakers legend.
He is, JR, he is going to go down as a Lakers legend. I'm not saying...
He can go down. Today, that's too much. Lakers all-star, great Lakers player, great contributor to a championship. I know they put him on that stupid top 75, 76 list. Great.
Yeah, because he outplayed Nikola Jokic in the conference finals.
Yeah,
he outplayed him.
Show up, please.
He did for a year. And he won a won a championship when they didn't make the playoffs the year before. That's the greatness of Anthony Davis in Los Angeles. He doesn't have to do anything else. He's a Lakers legend because of that 1 year run.
Then that's a bum ass legend. I'm sorry,
but he's
a bum ass legend who doesn't play enough.
Would you consider Cedric Maxwell a Celtics legend?
I think
most people would, but he had one great run with them. And that was obviously
correct.
1981. And nobody would say about Cedric Maxwell that he's not a Celtics legend.
I think there is more to being a legend than just showing up and winning a championship. I think you have to have a connection with the fan base. I think you have to go out there and play. There's more to it, okay? I can run around, and I'm sure the New York Knicks call Larry Johnson a New York Knicks legend, okay? What did he win? Nothing.
Greatest four-point play in the history of the
Charles,
NBA, JR.
But what did he win? My point is, if you're telling me Anthony Davis is a Lakers legend because what did they do before he got there? They won a championship.
Correct.
If I have to use that same logic, and I said this already, I can look at teams and all over sports, it don't matter what the team is, the guy who did the dirty work, you want to talk about a guy who had a four-point play, the guy who was the energy dude, oh, he played 10 years with the team. He didn't win anything, but he was out there doing the dirty work. You can call them legends. That's fine. Anthony Davis just checks only what you say. They won a championship. Okay, great. That's nice. But today, let him do a little bit more. Let him stick around a little bit longer before I want to call him a Lakers legend. That seems like giving him a little bit too much for a dude who, yes, in the bubble, was able to help LeBron James win a championship. But more often than not, the first thing that comes to mind when you talk about Anthony Davis is he playing? Like,
that's fair. And to your point,
I can't equate the two. Bro.
And the very next season, remember, the Suns made it to the NBA Finals, should have won the NBA Finals if Chris Paul doesn't turn it over in Game 5. Anthony Davis, in that Suns series, they were up against them 2-1. He gets hurt, they don't win another game. And you get my point, JR. He's that damn good. He tilts the scale when he is healthy. That's why they were able to run through.
That's the point. Being available is more important. Go play.
I'm not saying he's AC Green. I'm not saying he's the most durable. He's not Alonzo Mourning.
Well,
he's not Karl Malone.
AC Green didn't have sex. That's why he played all the games.
And there's some validity to that, by the way. There is some validity to that because you are expending your energy just on the court, and you're not saving your game off the court.
It builds up endurance.
Right. You're using your game on the court and not for other things.
But if you have the sex, it increases your stamina.
Well, I'm not going to speculate, but you and I both know enough of these NBA guys to know how much they're engaging in that kind of activity, and they're scoring more off the court than they are on the court. We're both aware of that. But, JR, my point is he's that great of a player that despite the injuries, he's made that significant of a dent in his five-year stint in L.A. I'm not saying he's going to have a statue. I'm not saying he's Kobe, LeBron, Shaq, Wilt, Jerry, Elgin, Magic, Kareem, any of those guys. But it is appropriate right now to say in year 5, Anthony Davis, what he has produced for them qualifies him as a Lakers legend.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Not me.
All right.
If the first thing that comes to mind is he playing?
I
can't do it.
But we said that about Bill Walton, and Bill Walton gets no flack for his injuries.
No. Bill Walton Bill Walton is likable. Okay.
Why? Because he talks over everybody. And he loves the Grateful Dead? Like, is that why he's so likable?
No, it has to do with his college time and then what he did in the league, even though he had busted up feet.
Well, his son's a great coach. He should be likable for that, too.
No, it's just Bill Walton is different. Bill Walton falls into the category of, and I said this, personality. Nobody know nothing about Anthony Davis, nothing.
He's a really nice guy, JR.
Like, nobody knows that. Nobody knows nothing about him.
When is the last negative thing? And this, and remember, this guy.
That's my point. No, nobody knows anything. But this it's guy not has about been, negative or positive. Nobody knows nothing except for he doesn't play.
I tell you this much. He was so damn dominant in college that they said, AD, get on that Olympic team, and you've never played a game in your life, and you're so good, we're going to make you an all-star in year number two. When, remember Dame Lillard was the runaway rookie of the year in 2012-2013? Anthony Davis made an all-star team before Damian Lillard. That's how great Anthony Davis was out of
the gate,
JR.
Anthony Davis, and I saw him in 2012 in the Olympics. A lot of people don't even remember that.
Right.
Anthony Davis is known for Kentucky having a unibrow, going to the Pelicans,
sure,
not wanting to be a part of the Pelicans, deciding that he wants to leave, going to Los Angeles, winning a championship with LeBron James in the bubble, and not playing basketball games because he's always hurt. That is Anthony Davis's career in summation. That's it. That is the beef of it. I can't tell you that he has a sponsorship deal. He's from Chicago. He shot up and grew 20 inches in 1 year. Okay, fine. You can call him a Lakers legend. As of today, and I'm not saying into the future, but as of today, such a thing would not come out of my mouth. We agree to disagree.
Yes, sir. We do.
I just think that that's it's like, yo, bruh, play a game first. Play 70 games first. Don't get pushed around in a wheelchair first. Don't squirm on the floor first. Play. They said he was out the other day with a... They said he was having groin spasms, and I laughed. Right. I'm like, this is...
Well, the worst thing that could happen in his career is playing alongside LeBron James, who is on your list for a damn good reason. There's no genetic freak like LeBron James in the history of basketball.
Well, so maybe everyone looks weak compared to LeBron. Maybe he needs an iron injection from LeBron.
Maybe he does, and I think he should be on LeBron's physical routine and diet routine.
Like, whoa, what is this on TV? I know this isn't what I think it is.
What?
On ESPN.
Oh, yeah, I see it too.
Pre-prescript generic Viagra, 87 cents each.
Yeah.
I thought I thought that was old men condoms.
How do you transition from that to Victor Wembanyama?
Listen, I don't think Victor Wembanyama needs generic Viagra. That's just a hunch. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, they sell anything at night. What time is it? They sell anything. I'm going to get to more of your calls. We're going to talk about some athletic freaks, not that type that need generic Viagra. If they play Viagra commercials while I'm gone, just make sure you get yourself some. CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, it's a privilege to speak with you, and it's my first time, and you are a sports encyclopedia. And what I really do like about how you interact with the callers, you put a lot of thought into how you present anything in sports, and I really mean that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Tonight I gave you a top six list, some of the most athletically gifted freaks of nature that we've seen here this century. That means the past, give or take, 20 years, okay? And then also, we talked about Anthony Davis, his standing in the Los Angeles Lakers organization and the pantheon of Laker players. And, of course, he's known for being injured, which he is right now. Sorry to all of the Miami Heat fans. Tyler Hero sprained his ankle against the Grizzlies tonight. Tyler Hero's going to be out a few weeks. Jamal Murray, this man is going to be out probably until December. He's dealing with a hamstring injury. We know about hamstrings. If you screw that joint up and you try to come back too soon, you'll be right the hell back out again. And so, boom, there you have it. Just a few other injuries. And, oh, yeah, Ben Simmons not only dealing with back maintenance here or there this season, he's now also dealing with a hip injury. Everything's connected, right? Everything's connected. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got Paul calling from Westfield. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening, JR. I was joking with Shep. Thanks to you guys, I now spent over 2 hours in the tub. You are mesmerizing, tantalizing, and also wising. When you get to number one, everyone's thinking, is it Jordan? Is it Tyson? Is it Altuve? Nope. JR comes out with absolute, unequivocal, irrefutable fact. Five Olympics, that many medals, Michael Phelps is from another planet. You think it was Mark Spitz before him, who looks like a minnow compared to Michael Phelps. And JR, before I give you the obvious addition, when the sport names a move after you, the Biles, cannot put Simone in there, it's tough to go. And if you want to go the most, what you call camouflaged or concealed, would have to be John Stockton, and never again will we see pound for pound Altuve or Tyson. But most above all, go back to the founding father. You're going to love this.
What?
Georges Venzi, NHL, the toughest, most least points allowed in the NHL. Back then when they were killing each other with tinfoil helmets, from 1925, least goals, and the four guys in 26 from tuberculosis.
I'm talking about the past 20 or so years. Listen, I know you. Well, hold on. I got a lot of people here. I know you said you called me. Are you in a tub right now?
I got out of jacuzzi. I'm in the other. I'm drying off now. I waited for a while.
Well, thanks for sharing. Where do I go from here? Well, Paul, do what you have to do because you sound very distant from the phone. And I call me back when you're dry next time. Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Oh, well, thank you, Paul. Wow, this made me uncomfortable there. Oh, okay. Con is calling from Wisconsin. Hopefully he has on some clothes. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes. Hi. Yeah, my clothes are all on, so that's good. I just started listening to your show about an hour ago. Pretty good. So I thought I'd call in. Okay. But wanted to say that I think the greatest athlete ever, kind of in that realm of Michael Phelps in Olympics.
I'm talking 20 years.
Or sorry, last 20 years, would be Eliud Kipchoge, the first man to run the marathon under 2 hours.
Well, which marathon was that?
So that was in Valencia, I believe, a couple of years ago, in 2019.
All right, hold on, Connor. Don't go anywhere.
Vienna, Austria.
Vienna. Yep.
Shep, can you do that?
Maybe Connor can. I cannot. Not a chance.
You just did. You did four and change, right?
Yeah, I'm not exactly thrilled about that. I'm going to try to go for under three next year. But to Connor's point, that was like the 4 minute mile, the 2 hour marathon. No one thought that would be possible.
Look, bro. If you're going to shoot for the stars, why stop at sub 3 hours? Just go two. Do two flat.
JR,
then you'd be elite.
If I was doing two flat, I'd be making Usain Bolt kind of money for the last 15 years if I could run a two flat. It's impossible. It's impossible.
Do 240.
JR, 240 is like sub-elite. I don't know anybody that can do a 240 marathon.
If you're doing...
No.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Nobody drug tested you for the marathon.
I'm not like running like at 8:45 with the quote unquote elite athletes. I'm sure there's testing for those individuals. No one's testing somebody in wave two.
Not for you. No. Hey, Marco Belletti.
Mm-hmm.
Can't Shep, if he wants to like improve his time at the marathon, ain't nobody blood testing him. Like he could take whatever he wants.
Not cheating, not trying.
Yeah, Shep, come on, man.
Fellas, if I'm going to run a certain time, I'm going to do it the honorable way. I'm not going to cheat the race and all the hundreds of thousands of people that have come before me.
It's not a fight. It's just you versus the finish line.
No, let me tell you something. There were days when people would run marathons and do triathlons and decathlons where there weren't electrolytes and salts and Gatorades and gels. I mean, that people would say that's cheating.
What do you do on the way? You eat anything? You popping something? You drinking?
No, you're supposed to. You're supposed to carb load before
a
race.
The day before, the night before.
And then in the morning, you're supposed to eat foods that are high in the glycemic scale. Basically, that's code for easily digestible. Sugar. So oranges, bananas, things of that nature.
What are you doing during the race?
Closing your eyes and wishing it's over.
You don't take in anything every couple of miles?
No, of course you do. No, that's the point.
That's what I'm asking.
No.
What are you drinking?
Right. Well, you're drinking a lot of fluids, Gatorade specifically, because that increases your electrolytes, especially when your bodies have, like, nothing left to give and you need to replenish. But you're also – I mean, there's all kinds of, like – and this is the amazing thing about New York City Marathon.
I'm asking you.
Right. No, I'm telling you, Gatorades. But not just drinking that. There's, like, all kinds of fans, like, on the barricades that are just, like, handing out bananas and oranges. So, like, you can eat really well that day if you're running a marathon. Let's put it that way.
There's a guy who was handing out joints, too. I saw him. Did you take one?
No. That would be the wrong idea when you're running a marathon.
Oh, I saw somebody took it.
Well, they probably weren't running for too long after that, then.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, you want to if you're gonna go through the struggle and the pain of training for a marathon, paying for a marathon, doing all that comes with it, you might as well finish it. That's just stupid. Anyone taking a joint?
The weed might help.
That weed does not help run 26.2 miles. Yeah,
it might put you in the right headspace.
Yeah, out of the race too.
I've heard people take things and they become superhuman, so I don't know.
Really?
Yes, true. My point is, just to you, nobody's going to drug test you. You don't got to pee in a cup. So if you want to increase your time at the marathon, take some stuff, man.
Should I be like Sammy Sosa and pretend I don't know how to speak English when I get caught?
No, you don't have to.
Okay.
Listen, I interviewed Manny Pacquiao. Never. If you want some stuff, I know where to find. Let's put it that way, okay?
You know, that's a freak right there. I mean that in a good
Manny
way. His size to do what he did.
Oh my God! I interviewed him I'm saying too much. I interviewed him at Freddie Roach's Wild Card Gym.
Yeah.
And I met him in the locker room, and they wanted, what the heck, Connor? You still hanging out here?
Yeah, I'm listening to the conversation. It's great.
The heck are you doing here? I thought you were going.
I can jump off if you want me to get on.
No, stay. No, it's like I feel like I'm talking in my front yard, right? And then somebody comes by and then they're just a bystander to the conversation. It's okay, Connor. Don't go anywhere. Don't hang up. I'll get back to you in a second. Don't go anywhere.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, sure. No, Manny Pacquiao, I went to interview him in the locker room. I met him in the locker room. And I'm like, before I went in there, it's like all these five guys standing around him with a special, bag. And I'm like, hey, I wonder what the hell these guys are doing. I'm like, none of my business, but what do I know? I'll get a cease and desist from the Philippines tomorrow now for saying that. Hey, Connor, thank you for joining us. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I just appreciate you taking my call. Thank you so much.
Sure. Call back and hang out anytime, okay?
Sounds like a plan. Take care, guys.
Cheers. Thank you, Connor. Yeah, I'm like, Marco, did you clear your throat? I'm like, that's not Marco. It's that guy, Connor. He's still here. Great.
Picturing you now on the stoop, and somebody comes out from around the side of the house, and you're like, what the hell? When the hell did you get here?
You've never had a conversation, let's say it's two or three, four people, and then there's just one person who's not a part of the conversation. And then they make a noise or they chime in at some point and go, oh, you're still standing here? That has never happened to you?
No, it has. That's what I'm saying. That's why I feel like it's almost like, you know, when houses are on top of each other and you got like the quasi-driveway and nobody ever actually parks a car in between. And he just kind of peeked his head out and you're sitting on the porch and you're like, when the hell did you're still here? I thought you left 3 hours ago.
Yeah. I'm like, who cleared their throat? Oh, it's him. Connor's still here.
Well, I give Connor a lot of credit. Connor would still be on the line if we didn't hear him clear his throat because Connor's an excellent listener, which is a very rare quality these days. Yeah.
Hey, Marco, he was 2 seconds away from delivering the news with you.
Not bad. I think his burly will work better than mine.
Ouch. Time to call engineering. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS. We're going to get angry letters from everybody now.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how are you? You know, what I wanted to say was that I love your top six list. Those things are awesome. I don't call into radio stations, but this is the second time you've made me call in because I just love your list so much. It's fun to listen to.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I got to shut up in a few minutes. My apologies in advance. Because my show is over. I can't sit here forever. Sorry. If you want to hit rewind and listen to things from the beginning, you can tune in on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. I'm going to get to the calls momentarily, 855-212-4CBS, before I roll out. So if you're waiting on the line, I'm going to get you on unless the other callers take too damn long. But besides that, I dread tomorrow's show. I got to be honest. I absolutely dread tomorrow's show. Thursday night football. We got the Panthers and the Bears. We got a one-win team and a two-win team. I will try my best to paint tomorrow's games in a positive way. I will try. I'll do better than try. I will do. 855-212-4CBS. Jay is here from Arkansas. Go ahead. Okay. That saves us some time. Terrific. Will is calling from North Hollywood, California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Will?
Hey, JR. Colin, love the station. I'll be as fast as possible that we can get other callers in.
Nah, take your time because that other person got abducted by aliens. So go ahead.
Much respect, much love for the show. First time caller ever in a radio show. But so while I throw it in the hat, I'd like to say Troy Polamalu, Pittsburgh Steelers. That dude was freakishly unreal in his prime, and I thought it was an absolute pleasure watching that guy play live. And it was awesome watching in my lifetime and seeing something like that, that caliber play. And that's about it.
He jumped over the line of scrimmage, right?
And that's about it. Yeah, that's all.
Okay, all right. Thank you. We'll appreciate you, man. Be safe out there.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, piece of cake. Yeah, Troy Polamalu, he was jumping over everybody. Like, offensive line, defense. Between him and Ed Reed, they were so much fun to watch at that time. Hey, Dan is calling from Connecticut. Shep, you said something?
No.
Okay, I'm just hearing voices in my head. It's normal. Hey, Dan is calling from Connecticut. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up? What part of Connecticut are you calling from?
AD will never be a legend because he's always way too hurt. So unless he goes like three seasons and brings them titles, he'll never go down as a legend. Second off, real quick, I just want to say,
yeah,
Sheck seems kind of fake to me. I don't know. He's always just too nice. And then the other thing about Shep, and nothing personal, Shep, I just think a lot of his second points are irrelevant. So, anyways, that's it.
Where in Connecticut are you calling from? What part of Connecticut?
I'm in Manchester, just out of, east of Hartford.
Okay. Why are you saying about Shep? He's not fake. He's a nice guy.
He just seems like he's fake on the internet. I mean, on the radio, but just like, he was sitting there saying how AD is such a nice guy. Does he personally know AD?
Well, Shep, answer. He's right here.
Shep, do you know AD?
Hold on. I'm kind of screening calls, but you're calling me. So you've never met me, but you're calling me fake? Is that what
I said? I said I feel like you're fake.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. When you're in New York City, you can meet me. I'm the exact same person I am on the air, and you can determine for yourself if I'm fake or not. How's that sound?
Go ahead. That sounds great. That sounds great.
I mean, I personally don't call people fake unless I've met them to their face.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. All right. You're right. But let me ask you this. Have you met AD?
I've worked for the NBA for over 10 years, so I've come across AD before.
Have you met AD personally?
I have covered AD, yes.
Have you met him personally?
Wait. Damn. You asked me a question. If I have interacted with Anthony Davis, have I sat down with him at a 5-star restaurant and had an in-depth, lifelong conversation? No. Have I interacted with him where I've seen him treat
okay,
them?
So,
Wait. If you're going to ask me a question, give me the proper respect to fully answer you. Thank you.
And I did.
I asked you a question
and you're not giving me a good answer.
You're talking over me. I'm not
Dan.
Talking over you, am I?
Hey, Dan. Take it easy, Dan. It's not that serious. Let Shep answer.
Okay.
All right.
So, Dan, to your question, I've interacted with enough NBA basketball players to determine when they are prima donnas, when they treat other people like crap, when they think they're bigger than the people that are covering them. Anthony Davis is not one of them. I read people pretty well. I read him pretty well. I could be off. I don't know how he treats people behind closed doors. Yeah. I don't know what kind of a son he is. I don't know what kind of a dad he is. I can't speak to that.
Dan, right. I co-sign. Anthony Davis ain't my friend, but I also have been around him, and I don't think he's some pizza trash person. So there you have it, Dan.
I understand that. I just don't like the fact that he's going, oh, he's a Lakers legend. He's such a great guy when, if you've never met him personally.
I don't think that was Shep's point. He made a lot of points, but I don't think that was one of the supporting
Okay. Like I said, it's nothing personal. I'm not attacking Shep. I think he's a great host. I love you. It's like my third time calling in. I just wanted to get that off my chest. That's all.
All right. Well, Dan, I'm letting you know if we see you in a back alley, me and Shep going to kick your ass, okay?
Hey, I'm more than ready for it, dog. I'm a Marine.
Hey. Hey, Shep, let's really get Brock Lesnar to bust him up.
Well, Dan had a good call up until that point, but we had to dump that last comment. Yeah.
Oh, he got too comfortable.
Yeah, he did. I mean, listen, Dan's entitled to call me fake, but have validity to it. Like, if you've met me before, and I'm completely different as a personality on the air than I am off the air, that's one thing I can live with that. But if you've never met me, you can't call somebody fake. Yeah.
Can we really get Brock Lesnar to beat him up, though?
Well, I was going to say to Dan, thank you for your service. But he was too busy, you know, cursing on your show, so.
Yeah, well, I'd still like to.
By the way, and I want to apologize, JR. Like, the phone lines are lit up right now. Like, everybody wants to talk to you. I'm sorry that you got to get off the air. But if anyone's calling up right now, like, they're just lighting up, like, call tomorrow because JR is going to want to talk about something more than the Thursday night football game. That I promise you.
Yeah. Call tomorrow, because I ain't trying to talk about no damn Bears and Panthers. Call me.
I don't think they
want
to talk
about
Bears.
Call me now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I still want to find Brock Lesnar. How much would it cost to have him beat that guy up? I'm messing with you, Dan. And Dan, by the way, if you think you're beating Brock Lesnar, I don't think so, bro. No. I think Brock Lesnar, he beat a lot of people's asses. Anyway, this show is over, folks. Be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you missed a minute of this show, you want to know how you can listen again? It's the free Audacy app. Let me help you spell it. Audacy. And so whether you're on the road, you at work, you at home, you at school doing homework or doing whatever, I don't know. Just listen to the show. Hit rewind. Hey, Shep, that guy that was on the air with us by mistake, he's not here no more, is he?
He is not.
Okay, good. Making sure we're not breaking nothing. JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is done. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Shout outs to Marco Belletti. I'm done. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. But don't go nowhere. Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. She's awesome too. Thank you, Shep.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place.
Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.